Sourdough Tours started feeding eagles at its West End property this summer to attract the birds for its tours. That prompted complaints from nearby residents and led the city to look into whether current regulations cover that activity. Business owner Rick Thomas told the council he was told to stop feeding eagles and that he could be fined under litter laws. He says he did a lot of research before offering the new attraction.
I checked local, state, and federal laws, talked to a lot of different people about that, found out it was not illegal to feed the eagles after 2007. My understanding is when they went off the endangered species list, you could feed them.
Thomas says if the city decides to enact a law to prohibit eagle baiting, it needs to be carefully worded. Otherwise, seafood processors and others could be affected. Many other local tour guides also spoke to the council in support of Thomas. On the other side of the issue was Clyde Pasterski, one of the nearby residents. He says the tour company has created a mess.
My property is covered with feces. Cars are covered with feces. There are eagles where they have never been. They're in trees. They're on top of the buildings. They're defecating across the street on the larger buildings, that kind of thing.
And Pasterski says other tour operators now are bringing visitors close to the site to take advantage of Sourdough Tour's success with attracting eagles. Kaylee Burke from the Alaska Raptor Center told the council that feeding eagles creates a potential safety hazard. She says the large, powerful birds become aggressive when fed. Burke says a similar attraction in Sitka resulted in a couple of tourists attacked by eagles as the people got out of a tour vehicle because the birds were anticipating food. She says if the council wants to allow this activity, the city can find a way to offer it safely.
If we can designate a safe area that's maybe a little bit south or a little bit north out of town, an area that is against the water where food that's being thrown can land safely in the water, we're out of the way of airplanes and power lines and vehicles, and maybe even building a covered shelter where your people can stand where they're undercover. An eagle is not going to come underneath something to harm someone.
During council discussion, city manager Carl Amelon told the council that the city's laws don't clearly prohibit the activity. The city can continue to enforce based on its current litter law, but that only applies if the herring are thrown beyond the tour company's private property and onto the city's tidelands. Also,
I can't tell you whether or not those will be sustained if we do citations. Our judge is going to rule on that. It will be unchartered in these circumstances.
City Mayor Lou Williams III says he understands the tour operator's desire to continue business, but he also understands the nearby residents' concerns. Williams says he experienced significant roof damage from increased raven activity after the sports field across from his house put in a concession stand. The council gave direction to enforce the litter law as appropriate, although council members Julie Isom and Bob Sievertson did not agree with that action. The council also agreed to discuss the issue further at its next regular meeting. Also during public comment Thursday, Jessica Miles asked the council to take action to stop cruise ships from dumping wastewater. She says the ships are turning the community's port into a cesspool.
I love the beach, I love the water, but what we don't like is swimming in a seriously contaminated ocean. I harvest kelp, sea asparagus, beach greens, and my family loves the fish.
Responding to questions from the council, Amelon says cruise ships operate under state and federal permits and must treat their wastewater to a certain standard before discharging.
Simply stated, we don't have the enforcement powers on this unless you want to look at adopting local regulations that would, try to regulate it, but I'm not sure that's something that you want to do lightly. It's going to take a lot of thought and consideration.
The council asked city officials to bring back more information about what ships are allowed to discharge while in port. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.